This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. 50 tiny houses, dubbed the Cottages at Hickory Crossing, will soon be home to 50 of Dallas's most expensive homeless. Here's a look at what this project costs and how developers say it could end up saving money. The phrase has been tossed around a lot since the Cottages project was announced. Dallas's most expensive homeless. What does that actually mean? Chad Baker has some insight.
We started with what the county called the frequent flyers, so to speak, when it comes to the ones being arrested and going to Parkland.
Baker is assistant director at Central Dallas Community Development Corporation, the nonprofit behind the Cottages. He says about 300 potential residents made the shortlist, a group of people currently costing taxpayers about $40,000 a year per person. Here's how you get to that number.
Some of the big ticket items are just a single ambulance ride can cost over $1,500.
A trip to Parkland's emergency room costs $2,500 more. A week in the hospital costs another $2,500. That's $6,500 altogether. And getting arrested? Baker estimates that it costs law enforcement $400 just to take someone into custody. And costs continue to mount.
A day in jail can cost the county $64 per person. And when a homeless person gets arrested, they stay in jail for an average of 24 days.
Which means a typical trip to jail adds up to about $2,000. Baker hopes the Cottages will make a lot of those arrests obsolete.
If you're constantly being arrested for, say, sleeping in public or panhandling and things like that, if you now have a home to live in, you would obviously not be arrested for those same types of offenses.
It wasn't inexpensive to buy the land and build 50 small cottages, each measuring about 350 square feet. Plus, they built a laundromat and a services building. In all, that ran about $5 million. John Greenan is executive director of the development group and says maintaining the homes, paying for insurance, utilities, taxes, a full-time security staff, and mental health services won't come cheap either.
So we're looking at somewhere probably between $12,500 and $15,000 per year per person.
But remember what I said earlier? That same person on the street costs about $40,000 each year.
So we're looking at a savings, we think, it will rise over $25,000 per year.
While it's hard to argue with that math, Greenan says there's more at stake here.
We aren't giving people houses because they deserve it. We're giving them places to live because they're fellow human beings and fellow citizens of the city. And we don't think anybody in a city as wealthy as Dallas should be sleeping on the streets.
And having a cottage means more than just walls and a roof. The caseworkers and psychiatrists on site bring resources to people who desperately need support.
The people I've known who became homeless, it usually was a progression. It started with a job loss or substance abuse or a broken marriage, and then their life kind of spiraled out of control from there. In order to get their life back together, it's going to take some time and it's going to take some work. Putting them in an isolated place without a community, without services, is likely to lead to failure.
Organizers realize while this project is ambitious and exciting, 50 cottages for 50 people isn't enough to help all the city's nearly 4,000 homeless. And Chad Baker says deciding who gets a cottage and who doesn't can be a heart-wrenching task.
It really is a hard decision because they're real people. The decisions that we make have effects on their lives, and it's tough sometimes.
And developers hope what started out as a tough process around a conference table will end up a bright new chapter for people who could really use four walls, a roof, access to social services, and a lot more stability. Courtney Collins, KERA News.